Recent international clinical guidelines for early stage gastrointestinal recommend ESD as the first-line treatment. Drugs are a major risk factors for post-ESD bleeding, and the pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics of drugs may be related to risk of post-ESD bleeding. Therefore, one way to monitor the anticoagulant effect of drugs in clinical practice may be to develop a system that efficacy measures anti-factor 10A activity and plasma concentrations. In the future, it may be useful to stratify risk of post-ESD delayed bleeding based on a scoring system that includes the pharmacological parameters of drugs.